I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Violinist Anakiko Myers' latest offering is a lovely and varied chamber set. It's a CD titled Smile with pianist Akira Oguchi. Begins with music of Charlie Chaplin. It progresses through popular pieces from Japan, tangos by Astor Piazzolla, fantasies by Messiaen and Schubert, and as a finale, Howard Arlen's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And thanks for joining us. As I listen across the CD, there's never any question that it's your playing. But there's so much variety. I wonder if you had any trouble shifting gears for the different styles yourself.
Oh, that's a great question. I did feel a little schizoid at times. But I've always prided myself, actually, on choosing a wide variety of repertoire and kind of sinking my teeth into it.
Now, you studied with a variety of people over the years. I was curious about some of your early education. I see that you mentioned that you actually studied with beloved longtime IU faculty member Joseph Gingold for a little while when you were a teen. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I was living in Southern California, and I was studying with Alice and Eleanor Schoenfeld at the Colburn School of Performing Arts, and I found that it was really time to move on. And played for Dr. Gingold, and he invited me to come out to Bloomington. And I was very lucky in that my mother and my sister moved out with me, and I was taking classes, and I was at the local high school there and studying with Dr. Gingold. And I was there for about 6 months or so before realizing that there was no pre-college division at IU at that time, so it was a little challenging for me to fit in. But my time in Indiana was a very special time, especially to be with somebody as great as Dr. Gingold.
Joe Gingold used to occasionally call me when I was doing the radio early in the morning, and this gravelly voice would call, and he would always call me Dear Boy, of course, and and tell me that I had the wrong violinist or the wrong piece, but in such a way that I actually felt better than if somebody else had called up and said I was the greatest person in the world.
That does sound like Dr. Gingold.
Yes, indeed. One of the features of your album is some music from Japan, and I understand that we're going to be hearing some sounds for the piano that are a little bit unusual for piano, for people who are used to hearing the regular Steinway Grand.
Yes, I think you're talking about Haru no Umi, or Sea in Spring, written by Michio Miyagi, who was a blind koto player. And we really tried to have the same sort of sound from the piano to sound like a koto. And my part was really written for a shakuhachi, or a bamboo wooden flute. So between, you know, having my 1730 Stradivarius violin sound like a flute and Akira's Steinway sound like a koto, we actually had the piano technician tape down the strings, and it resulted in a really, I think, phenomenal sound.
As the finale for your CD, Smile, you really leave us with a smile, but a smile, I think, that always has just a little bit of an edge to it, and that's Howard Arlen's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Tell us a little bit about your playing of that.
It's one of the most beautiful, beautiful songs ever written, and I had a Japanese jazz pianist by the name of Makoto Ozone arrange it for me, and I've always just had this song, you know, in my heart, and it's just music that makes your heart really sing. It's just so effortless and so full of hope and just so beautiful.
Violinist Anakiko Myers' latest offering is a CD titled Smile with pianist Akira Oguchi. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.